An interesting point was a note was passed to me sharing a perspective on things that we've been discussing. And it's based on 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5-9. And so I can just read those. It says, what after all is Apollos and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's fields, God's building. And so the point that was brought out was that it's really, you know, the goal of unity is to achieve God's purposes. And so it's really that God does the mending, you know, and that we just help to work together to further God's plan.
And that is a tremendous, think about this. I just had to start two nights ago when I went back to my room. Angels proclaim peace, peace on earth and goodwill to men. But you and I get the privilege of being peacemakers. Angels can't even, they're not even given that privilege to be a peacemaker. But you and I are allowed to be a peacemaker for God. And there's a verse, I think it's 2 Thessalonians. I think it's 2 Thessalonians toward the end of the book. I was looking at it the other night. Here it is, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3 and verse 16. Now may the Lord of peace, he's called the Lord of peace, so there's subjection to his lordship in our life. May the Lord of peace himself, personal relationship with him, in subjection to him, give you peace. Always, in every way. That's a tremendous thing. Always, I might stop there, but in every way, or in every circumstances that we might find ourselves. So, you know, what a tremendous privilege. Angels, they proclaim peace. The Lord Jesus brought peace. You and I are peacemakers.
I can add another word from Colossians chapter 3, which points more on the responsibility of men. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful.
One verse I wanted to share that kind of summarized the couple of thoughts. It's in 1 Corinthians 1 as well. Following up with chapter 3 where it said, who is Paul and who is Apollos, it almost gives, one of the thoughts I had was that if we keep within our identity in Christ, we will be keeping within peace. And in 1 Corinthians, we had this passage actually in the optional adult study about how there's many who are called, we're not wise, we're not noble, we're not great people. But towards the end it says, chapter 1 verse 29, it says, no flesh should glory in his presence. I'm just thinking back to our discussion about meekness with wisdom. So here we are, it says, really, naturally speaking, none of us are anything. But then verse 30 says, you are in Christ, and Christ has made unto you wisdom. So wisdom with meekness. And we also said the peaceable fruit of righteousness. It says Christ has made unto us wisdom and righteousness. So I think if we keep within our identity of who we are within Christ, we're not going to think highly of ourselves, we're not going to think highly of others in favor. If we were to inject ourselves into somebody else's conflict, we're not going to favor one over the other. We're not going to favor ourselves. Actually, I mean, there's plenty of scripture that says we should give no offense. We shouldn't, whether in meat or drink, we shouldn't offend, we shouldn't stumble, we shouldn't weaken anyone. And if we were to, we should actually seek others' advantages, not our own.
I think we have to bring our studies to a close. I'd like to just encourage us in this regard. Brothers and sisters, may we be a generation that the Lord can use to stave off the development of conflicts to the point that they have affected those around us previously. And we're no different than anyone else. We are not any different than anyone else. There is no special quality of us where we can avoid this. I remember when I was a teenager hearing about troubles here or difficulties there, and I said to another teenage friend of mine, I said, you know, when we're older, let's not do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're going to do that too, naturally speaking. But may the Lord help us to be impressed with His desires for His people, to identify the sources of conflict, to care about the proper resolution, the God-honoring resolution of those conflicts, and to be used for Him in terms of displaying the peace that He has already brought to our hearts. Perhaps someone... Sorry? And?
The Peacemaker. The book.
And the book, The Peacemaker, once again. I'm being reminded to encourage our use of those other resources as well, which are certainly helpful, those that the Lord has used to dig out the wells so that we can benefit from them. Perhaps someone could close in prayer.